Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building, Miss Esther Dean.
Hell yeah.
Esther Dean got money.
She got some money.
No.
She got real gold
money.
On her nails.
No.
I don't have real gold.
Her celebrity net worth is $24 million.
You just got burned. You went on celebrity net worth.
Yes, definitely a bird. Don't go on those things.
Well,
tell them all the hits and songs that you produced that people might know you from.
Handwritten, produced and wrote.
I read a lot of shit.
Express yourself.
My first number one song was Rude Boy.
Rihanna.
And then after that was What's My Name, Rihanna. Mm-hmm. And then it was S&M, and then Fireworks, and then
Katy Perry.
Fireworks by Katy Perry.
I know.
Okay.
And then Super Bass with Nicki. Turn Me On with David Guetta and Nicki.
You did Pills and Potions.
Pills and Potions.
Well, that's all that top Beyonce. 40 money.
And Beyonce. Well, I didn't get a hit out of Beyonce. I want to. That's my dream.
You did Countdown, though, didn't you?
Countdown, yeah.
That's my song.
My daughter loves
that record. Yeah. And then Where Have You Been? Mm-hmm. So songs like that. And I got the new Nicki song. The Night Is Still Young, mm-hmm. and then I got the new song with her and David Guetta, Hey Mama. Mm-hmm.
You might be worth more than $24 million.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, that
she was like, $24 million.
So, you want to be an artist. You could be behind the scenes. No.
But Drop It Low is my song, too, though. Now, let's keep it real.
You can walk the streets. I can
walk the streets. Anyway. I don't think you can't walk the streets. I think you call your own
paparazzi. Not after this interview.
No. I'm going to get robbed now. They're like, oh, I see you. I like to do everything. I'm a busybody, for real. I'm a real busybody. So I'm kind of like all over the place. So now I'm acting. So
yes.
But the thing is, none of my artists or songwriter ever got me here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or got me where I'm at. Like, my face is all over the place. And that's because of movies. And that's, you know.
Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect too.
You play Cynthia. Too.
I know.
She's a lesbian, Cynthia. Right?
She is.
Is that typecasting or is that acting?
No, it's kind of close. It's close enough.
Okay.
I think they typecast you right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of come off butchy. You know?
I didn't say that. I did not say that at all.
All these are clothes are dude clothes. Nothing.
No, they're not.
Yes, I bought them from the dude store.
Okay, so then they are.
I wouldn't call them dude clothes. They're like unisex. Yeah, but
I'm unisex. Yeah. So that's what unisex, I like about them. Okay. I told my friend Malik, he's unisex. He likes that. So anyway.
He's unisex.
The new gay is unisex.
Yeah, because look how Young Thug dresses. He's not gay. He wears skirts and stuff like that.
No, we do.
Yeah, leggings.
No, we don't.
Yes, he do.
He do. He wore
a lot of guys wear jeggings now.
Oh. Jeggings. I hope no guy wear a jeggings.
Yes, they do. They all do now.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, but continue. You like a little...
I don't like a little... I haven't
Say
had
vagina,
any.
Please.
Vagina. Oh, I haven't had any vagina yet. I don't mind
yet.
Thinking about it. You know, maybe one day me and my boo will do some vagina and then I'll leave it here and call it vagina. But my new song has, it's like, I like vagina.
That's what it's called?
It's called Keeper. And it's so funny because when I wrote it, everybody, like, I was supposed to sell it. And I was like, I'm not selling this thing. It's mine, right? And he's like, but it's about a girl. I was like, so? I'm like, how many lesbians do you know? A lot of them. So I can sing whatever I want to sing. So...
Where you from?
Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought you was from the UK or something.
I am.
Oh, you are from the UK?
No. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I thought Virginia with the finger waves are like, that's
I know,
a Virginia
I love
thing.
It.
Well, your hair's not always like that.
No, this is my new thing.
Right.
Finger waves are back? I didn't know how.
I'm bringing them back.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, everybody.
You
jump
call
on.
Missy.
I like hard
I
hair
love
styles.
Missy. But it's so crazy because I had finger waves in the 90s, just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when you have short hair, you got to figure out, are you going to lace it with weave?
What you mean the 90s? You're like 25.
I'm 33.
Oh, I thought you was like 25. Okay,
no,
okay.
They lied one time on Wikipedia, and I liked it, and I let it go.
You
know,
they
like, she's 26. I'm like, that sounds good for right now. Because everybody was so scared of the age. They was like, talk about Beyonce, like, is she older than that? I was like, just stick with 26.
Say it.
Let's work with that.
Age is a blessing, man.
It is.
You know what I mean? It's a blessing.
Did y'all see, like, the riots? It wasn't a riot, but y'all see the
On Monday?
No, last night.
I like to call it non-peaceful protest.
Which ones? The ones in New York and Union Square?
It was so scary.
Yeah, 120 people got arrested.
Yeah, we came from the movies. It was so scary.
Oh, you mean the protest in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because I was on my way to the screening and all the streets were closed down and blocked off. It was a lot of traffic because of the protest.
And the police make it look so scary. You're like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
It was like so many police people like running. I was like, should we
let me get out of here. Right.
Yeah, scary.
Now, you're a well-known ghostwriter for really popular people.
I'm a ghostwriter.
Yeah, well, not she's a not ghostwriting.
Ghost yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what I wrote.
Yeah. Do artists get mad when you talk about the hit she wrote?
No, because the thing is, okay, so when they say Nicki Minaj, Esther wrote Nicki, I ain't never wrote a rap in life for Nicki Minaj. I just sat in the room with her and like, and she's like, what you think? I don't know, bitch. You know, I don't know. You got
yeah, let's clear
like,
that up.
Rhymes and stuff. I'm like, this is intimidating.
Yeah, clear that up, because Nicki takes that very serious.
No, but the thing is, she should. I write hooks. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Like, with Rihanna, I write hook songs. Mm-hmm. Rihanna don't care. She's like, yes. You know, Clive Davis said he never let Whitney Houston write a song. He said, because you're not a songwriter. Nicki Minaj is a writer. Right. She can write. We did Super Bass together. So she does write all her stuff. I write hooks for people, which would give me the co-write. And then I write songs, which would give me the whole song, you know?
So. Esther, can you stay still?
No.
Cause yeah, you're making us nervous. What's wrong with you?
I'm rocking.
I want you to go in and out of the mic. Yeah.
I'm rocking.
She is really riding that chair.
Riding
I got
chair,
coffee today. This is good. And I love these chairs.
I know. She is really riding in that chair.
I know.
Straight back chair.
I know.
You can't rock your ass.
It's like in school.
Where's that puddle coming from?
Well,
shut up. I just hear Rude Boy playing in my head while she's rocking.
Come in, Rude Boy.
You know, when you work with Beyonce, they don't let anybody have writing credits or producer credits.
That's a lie. Nope. If you look at her album, Meredith got writing credits, so that's a lie. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Beyonce is very, you know, particular about what she want to say. You cannot go and talk about, you know, breaking up with a boyfriend. She'd be like, I'm not on that. That's a nice song. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm married.
Yeah, I'm married. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then whatever you speak, come into this. You don't want to be singing about heartbreak, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, shoot, it just really happened. So I get why Mary don't talk about it either. So I get it.
Right. How do you write for B, though? Like, I mean, because you say you write whole songs for Rihanna. Do you write whole songs for Beyonce?
No. Well, one song, Start Over, I wrote the whole song. And she changed some stuff. And then Countdown, we wrote that with a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last time I went in, it's last time we just did a lot of scratches.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes and see if she like it. But I haven't gotten nothing on Beyonce in a while. I'm like, dang. What's up, B? Like, you don't like my stuff?
Do you have to start writing when you're doing movies, like when you were filming Pitch Perfect 2? Was it just working on the film?
Yeah, or? I made myself do that, though. Like, last movie I did, Where Have You Been, when on Pitch Perfect. But I was so unfocused, and they was like, Esther, we need you to set. And I would wake up sleepy because I was trying to stay at the studio.
Mm.
And I just felt like, because I didn't, when I went to do Pitch Perfect 1, it was so nervous, I thought that I was making a mistake.
Because
I was supposed to be with Rihanna in Ireland doing Talk That Talk, like doing that album. And I thought that I was like cheating on my career. Like, if this thing go to DVD, I'm going to look stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they didn't know that movie was going to be as big as it was.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. I really still didn't. I'm like, I hope that like we break a lot of barriers this time. But this time I went to the set and I was like, no music. Because I wanted to be an actress. You know, I didn't want to be an actress when I first did Pitch Perfect. I wanted to do a voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave me that and I was like, okay, this is cool.
You did videos for Ice Age, right?
Yeah. I got to be like a siren. But I feel like I got a voiceover voice.
Yeah, you do.
It just won't grow.
I know the songwriting got to be more lucrative, though. So, like, why even waste your time on set when you could be go getting that money in the studio?
Because it's boring being a songwriter.
That's what all great songwriters say.
No, because the thing is, first of all, it's lonely. It's lonely. You go in the room, you sing.
All that money's lonely?
It is. No matter what. The money is what you get
for
it.
You got a boo.
You're worth $24 million.
She worth more than that.
No, it's like... You know, I think writing music is like a sane asylum. Mm-hmm. It's like padded rooms that you sing it to yourself. Nobody can hear, but you think you're dope. You're like, this is a crazy area. And then on a film set, I would come in here every day. That's nice. Mm-hmm. I get like, oh, I get to talk to Charlamagne. I get to talk to DJ Emmy. I get to talk to Angela. That's fun. Mm-hmm. When I go to the studio,
that's not fun. We hate each other.
No, when I go to the studio, it's like.
No, I feel you.
Yeah, but what about when you get that royalty check, though?
But it's not all about the money.
I give it to my mama. Like, the money is the thing that makes me mad. Because everybody...
What?
You gotta give us those checks if it means
no,
mad.
But
we don't want you mad.
We don't want you mad.
I'm
gonna
keep
them. Write us out something right now. If it makes you mad.
I'm gonna definitely keep them. They make me. But it's like, that's when people like, why won't she give me? Like me having these clothes on, my family would be like, well, we just asked you for this. Why can't we get that? You got the $600 shoes on.
You got four diamond earrings on this side.
Let me see them $600 shoes. Oh, you know what?
No, it's like, so, you know, it's the thing of feeling over entitled. You know, you feel like you're guilty because you got it and your family don't got it. And you try to give them some and that ain't enough. You got to take your whole skin off and give it to them. You know, it's almost like you got to give them where you have nothing left so they can't ask again. So the money becomes the problem.
I feel you.
You know, and the success is what you want. So when I go and get to do movies or songwriter, and I just came off a tour with Nicki. So that was, I mean, I cried when she said, yeah, I could come in because I opened up for her. So her and Trey Songz. And most of the artists I've worked with would never do that. They would never let
That's
me
dope.
Come.
And it must be a good feeling, like, to go to the club and they playing your songs.
I
want people
to
be like,
club.
I wrote that song. Yeah. Can I get in here, please?
Well, hell, I don't go to the club. But I used to go to the club, and it would make me depressed because if I didn't hear my song, I feel like I need to go back to
the studio
work.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard some songs in a while because I stopped writing. So I'm like, I don't want to be in here.
Right.
I'm jealous.
That's very intriguing. You say you don't go to the club. A lot of people feel like they have to be in the club to see what's going on.
What people are moving to.
I look at people's Instagram then.
It's like I was in the club.
Like, I like movies because I have to tell a story. So I don't need music. And music, listening to music over and over again, I'm just constantly dictating it. And like, what is that? That's terrible. Why do you do that? A headache.
And Pitch Perfect is probably a perfect movie for you because you get to sing, you get to dance, you get to act, and it looked like y'all probably have fun filming
it. We have a lot of fun because it's like you're not just talking to the actresses, you're talking to the crafty, you're talking to the light guy, you find friends everywhere, and we in the middle of Baton Rouge, so ain't nowhere else to go, so we just having a good time, so it's just more of a family. When it was time for me to go, I just cried. I was just like, you know, can I get on another movie or can I get, you know, what the hell can I get?
You cry all the time. You cry after Nicki.
I cry. I'm a crier.
You're crying.
You cancer?
No, I'm an Aries.
Okay.
You know, but I probably PMS when I be crying. But, you know.
Now, you bought your first house.
You still need a parent?
Your first dream house, they say. You bought your first dream house recently?
No, I got three houses.
No, excuse me.
Damn, she played. No, I got three dream houses.
No, I made my first dream house. So my first house was like in L.A. and it was a condo. It was beautiful.
Stunt.
And then, shut up.
Boy, you want me to rock. Keep going. Go.
You work on Instagram. I feel like I am. But then my second house, I bought in Georgia. And then in L.A., I went to this area and I got this house and I gutted it out. It was ugly. It was ugly. So I gutted out, and now it's my dream house because I made it my own.
Right.
That's nice.
And it's like, but it feels a little bit too, it feels lazy over there. I feel like I don't necessarily want to live there. I feel like it was a house that I should live in when I'm 50.
Mm. You can't just sit down, huh?
No.
Who's your boo?
Oh, I'm not singing.
Oh, she blushing.
Is he in the business? What does he do? He is? So do y'all work together?
Is he as rich as you?
Huh?
Is he as rich as you?
I don't know a lot of black guys.
Nervous checking her phone?
No, I'm sure. It's Mad Skills.
Oh, my dog. Yeah. Salute to Mad Skills.
Yeah.
That's your man?
Yes.
Okay.
Mad Skills getting some. Let me see what his net worth is. He's been getting some money for
his
a long time out
probably
of there,
went
too.
Up.
Yeah, he's been getting some money
I didn't
out
know
there.
That was your man.
Another very well-known ghost writer.
Yes. That's, I think, that's why
that's
we connected.
That's why you got the whole head thing, because he's from VA.
Yeah.
I did not know that was your man.
I got to tweet Mad Skills and tell Mad Skills, get her pregnant, dog. She's worth $24 million.
Yeah, but I'm like, yes.
He's so sarcastic on Twitter.
Oh, he's so, I told him, like, to calm down, man.
Now, he's a good dude.
I love Skills.
Okay, now, does he help you write? Because he's a very well-known writer.
Oh, we don't play those games.
We don't play those games.
Yeah.
No, you don't want
confusion.
No,
wait, so how did y'all hook up, though? Like, how did that?
Me and him did The Night Is Still Young with Nicki. I'm sorry.
So does he get writing credit on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you guys end up together, though? Like, y'all was working together?
I was in Atlanta getting the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ran across him. I was like, whatever. Because I don't like people to meet. I try not to. Well, at the time, he was a songwriter, too. And I was like, ooh. Because, like, do you like me? Or are you trying to get a, you know,
a song?
But it's so weird, because that's how, even with my friends, I'd be like, what you want? And they're like, everybody don't want nothing from you. I'm like, yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And it's just all about what you want.
I feel the same.
You know, so, you know, we went through a moment that I had to really trust and believe. And then he showed his proof himself over and over again. He's like, I don't know how many times I'm going to get to prove to you that I don't care about what you do. I'm like, well, and it finally got, we've been together for 2 years.
Nice.
So, wow.
I don't know if you should be shouting them out yet then. You might want to wait.
I know, we can break up tomorrow.
Exactly.
But listen, that shit happened. So,
you just write a song about it.
Write a song about it. My whole album is about him.
It is?
Yeah.
So you have a new, boy, he got some, Maskill got some good, round of applause, Maskill.
Yes, amen, Maskill.
Maskill got Maskill.
Can I be telling you?
So you happy on the album?
No.
Oh, shoot, okay.
No, it's not that. It's the emotion that he brought through. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to go up and down with it. And one of the songs is like, if you don't want to act right, if you don't be right, if let's just say fuck it. And that was the time we was like...
Going through it?
Yeah. It was, and we go through it really quick, like an hour. And then we talk it through. And then we're like, oh, okay.
Do y'all ever have friendly competition? Like, I'm a better songwriter than you, bro.
Well, he's DJing now.
Okay. Doesn't he go on the road with Jazzy Jeff, or he used to?
He's DJing. We did the Nicki tour together.
Yeah, he was on tour.
Yeah.
Did you set that up, or?
Well, I needed a DJ.
Keep the money in the family.
I love it.
I needed a DJ. And it's so crazy because I was so nervous to go out, but he rocked the crowd so good. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much, because I was so nervous.
You killed two birds with one stone, though. Your man got a gig, and you get to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, amen.
And then y'all only need one room, so you save money.
One room, amen.
Now, I feel like we're speeding a little bit. You're from Oklahoma. How does a girl from Oklahoma, because ain't nothing in Oklahoma but Fort Sill and the Thunder.
Yeah.
So how do a young girl from Oklahoma get to the level of SD?
Well, I left Oklahoma, and I went to Atlanta. I drove myself to Atlanta 18 hours.
How old were you then?
My mom took us to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So I lived in Nebraska my high school years. Mm-hmm. So like from 16 to 19, and then I left and went to Atlanta, and I just went around to every studio and just like let them know I was here. And I worked with Tricky. Tricky signed me. Tricky Stewart.
Tricky that be with Dream.
Yep. Yeah. Then worked with Jazzy Faye for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then one time I met Polo, and he said, you know, you could come down here. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he called and he said, can you come down here? And I was like, yeah. He said, your priorities is messed up. He said, I just told you you could come down here and work, because he's like, at the time, like super, super big. So I started writing.
So he's not big no more?
Well, you know.
Not as big as he was
As big
before.
As he was when I met him. And then
I was trying to get you in trouble.
No, I love him. So when I went to work with him, Jimmy Iovine said, who is this girl? Bring her to L.A. This is only 2 weeks of working with him. And they kept me in L.A. the whole time. Jimmy Iovine's like, I got you. Stay here.
You're making it sound real easy.
So you signed to Interscope.
I slept at the studio, though. I slept at the studio in California. It was a dirty, nasty-ass shower next door to the studio. And I was so scared to leave the studio. Polo can make you scared. So I was so scared to leave the studio that I would literally sleep in the studio, and it, at the time, it was a warehouse. So I sleep with a little heater, and then he would come in and like, Dean, wake up! And I would go in there, and like Monica and him would be in there, and he like, look, sing. And I would sing something. He's like, I told you she dope. And then all of a sudden, you go back out. You're like, the hell is going on here? So, a puppet in
So Polo gave you your first break.
Yeah. He definitely did.
What was the first hit song you wrote? I mean, hit. What was the first song?
Oh, my first song was through Tricky Stewart. That was Maya, this song called Riding. Mm. Yeah, Lord. And then
we don't remember that one.
I don't either. Yeah, it was one of those things.
Was that after Maya fell off?
Yeah, it was like, you know,
so it was practice,
trying to get
though.
Back. Yeah. And I'm appreciative of that no matter what, because when people take your songs, you're like, thank you.
Yeah, and back then, I mean, it was Maya. You're like, this is my first song I wrote, so that's still huge.
Please sing it.
So then Jimmy Iovine did sign you.
No, well.
To Interscope?
Yeah, because I didn't, when I met them, I wasn't an artist. I wasn't trying to be an artist. Like, Polo put Drop It Low out on his own. He was like, oh, here's your new single. I said, Polo, I ain't got no new single. You know, he's like, yes, you do. This is a song. I'm like, okay. So anyway, it was a lot of drama.
They passing us paper talking about they're asking to wrap it up.
Oh,
you got to go.
Because it's your first time here.
I was scared.
Esther, I told you he was going to be nice.
Why people think I'm an angry person?
You are.
I'm a nice guy.
He's not a nice guy, but he wasn't mean to do.
Plus, you made so much money, you could crush him.
Well, no.
And I'm not fooling with you, because you got a whole crew of girls with finger waves.
Yes.
So I know y'all don't play no games.
They looking at you crazy.
He's like, what's going on? Oh, she will. That's a pit bull right there.
I can look out here and tell she's looking all through the window with her skull.
Like, I got to come in there.
Finger waves hanging out. Like, do I need to come in there?
Yes, my sister Dee Dee, they be like, yo, can you tell your sister not to talk crazy to people? I'm like, I kind of can't.
That's what she's here for.
Things. Like, she be like, you my sister. I'm like, ooh.
And plus, you're fucking my dog, so you all right with me.
Yes.
Mad skills.
Keep on helping me now.
All right, well, the movie is out May 15th.
May
15th. Pitch Perfect 2.
And I got a new single coming with Trey Songz. Oh, Keeper.
Keeper.
All right, it's Esther Dean. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yay.
Woo!